From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fan, the Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
And we are the Forum for the Fan, the Bleed Blue Show. Steve and Chris, stakeholders, Big Blue Roundtable, Giants versus Colts preview episode. What up, Chris?
Hey, man, see, my beat is back. You hear that beat?
Yeah, I heard it.
That means the Giants are playing. This is one of them weeks. Hey, don't matter how we doing, as long as they show up blue, that's what time it is. That's why people call in here, because they got the same beat rhythm as I do. That's what that
you
is me right
going for
there.
The title, Dougie Fresh. I'm going for Dougie Fresh
they,
title.
Oh,
huh?
Man, I got a...
all right.
I can't roll like him, man. Maybe some Slick Rick, but not him.
No doubt.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we got. We got to roll with these Colts this week. Hey, I don't know, Azul.
The season goes by fast, man.
It's a rough one, man.
Yeah, it is. We're going to talk about that. I just want to remind stakeholders and Giants fans that there's no surprise here that two regular season games left. Season goes by fast, man.
Yes, just
fast.
Like that, man.
Because you know what's going to happen. The offseason is going to come. Oh, you're going to hear from Giant fans across the board. It doesn't even have to be on this platform. You're going to hear, oh, I can't wait for this season. You're going to hear that for like forever, five, six months. And then when the season gets here, oh, man, I can't wait for the draft. You know, you ever pick up on that? When you're in the regular season, oh, I can't wait for the draft. And then when it's the off-season, oh, I can't wait for the regular season. So you can never have it the same way.
But you know what's crazy? You never hear that when we already, and this has been a minute, but you never hear that when we're already 10-6. What's Eli going to do or something like that? We never talk about the draft in those years. We never do. So, yeah, this has become kind of routine to a fault. But, hey, you know what? I'm feeling good about our chances going forward, man. I see things happening instead of regressing, and it can only get better from here. And that stakeholder is going to tell you about it anyway, Steve. So let's keep it moving, baby. Let's keep it
moving. All right, before we bring on the stakeholders and get into the Giants dialogue versus the Colts, we got the pick-ems later. Mm-hmm. Billy Bob's sitting real comfortable right now with 2 weeks left in the pick'ems. Well, not really comfortable. He got a nice cushion on you, actually. But stakeholder party episode. That was a fun episode with yourself.
Indeed.
Knickerbocker Avenue, indeed. Ranger Proud. The whole year round of sports. The whole thing. Boxing. We talked about it all, man. Our teams, the whole leagues. Stakeholder party episodes on BleedBlueShow.com. Yeah. We had a great win for the Rangers on Tuesday night over the Ducks, a real good win. That was the best win of the week, regardless of the squads. Rangers, that episode is on BleedBlueShow.com as well. And, of course, the Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum, which is total opposite of what happened with the Ranger game. And, you know, you already know how that is, those guys on here. So we talked about that as well as on BleedBlueShow.com. One more thing, I'm going to say this, and we'll bring on the stakeholders and roll call stuff. The regular season for the Giants will be over after the Cowboy game. In two Sundays from now. But we will pick up like we normally do with our wild card weekend shows. You know, we'll do our regular wild card weekend shows on Thursday, divisional shows, conference championships, Super Bowl picks. So we'll be all here throughout the playoffs for the football. We're a sports junkie.
Those are going to be some great shows, y'all. Those who are listening, those are going to be some fantastic shows, y'all. I would implore y'all to listen or call in those particular weeks and those particular shows. Yes, indeed. They will be. Absolutely fantastic. Things, you know what's funny? Things are just getting better amongst us stakeholders and frontliners. They're just getting better on the show. We just need the team to just blow up. And they will. Stand by. They will. Things will get rocking, man. I'm optimistic, man. I'm feeling pretty good, Steve. And I haven't had not one beer yet.
Yeah, I know. Right?
But that might be coming too. I don't know. Let's talk, Steve. Let's talk. Let's talk.
Cool.
Ace Azul.
Bring on
a
frontliner himself, man. Bring on Bakes. Roll call time.
Uh-oh.
To all the guys and gals. And Bakes, what's up?
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens.
Yo, mama's cooking what? And collard greens, man. We doing it.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
What up, Chief?
What's up, fellas? Professor.
What's up?
Steve, what's good?
What's up, man?
We here.
We here, man. Two more games to close out the season. You know, it's been a roller coaster ride. We've had some ups and we've had some downs and we've had a lot of inconsistencies. But throughout it, we bleed blue.
Yes, we do. I see some bright spots in there too, don't you?
Yeah. There's some light at the end of the tunnel. You know.
I see BJ Hill going, yeah, you know, I could do this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Little things
we're
like
what?
That.
No. We're a little bit better than last year, so I mean, I see the improvement. So we got three players going to the Pro Bowl. Real big props to Rozas, man, because last year
yes,
I wanted to do it next.
Yes, indeed. Lights out,
to next.
Man.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a hell of a turnaround. That's why you can't. That's just proof that you can't really throw away the baby with the bathwater all the time, man. It's not, you know, first year you can have a rough year. You know, sometimes it takes a player a little while to develop. You can't throw him away after a bad season. Props to him, man. Props to him for turning it around and throwing in a Pro Bowl performance in a down season. But he's been the model of consistency. And, I mean, I just want him to keep doing that. That's what we expect now. So,
right.
You know, we take the good with the bad because, you know,
we do.
We had the great years, and now, you know, we're in the transitional years, I guess. So I'm looking for improvement. I'm looking to seek more consistency. I'm looking to find ways to win games on all levels and, you know, hopefully close out the season strong, you know.
We do. And you know what? And I'm not even – you know what? Previous years, I've been pretty pissed off. But not this year.
Yeah, because we know there's a plan. We see the plan.
Exactly.
You know, significant changes. You know, they cut ties with people that weren't performing, and that's what we were crying for all those years. You know, you know, when Flowers wasn't playing good, and we still had to give him a chance to develop. He got 3 years.
Yeah.
Didn't develop.
Didn't
you had to
out.
Let him go.
You didn't know, work out.
You cut the guys that you free agents you signed that didn't show effort or weren't consistent. You got rid of them. You know.
Got,
we
you know, give him some dap, give him a hug.
Right.
You know,
we weren't as
appreciate
injured
you.
As we were previous years, so that's an improvement too.
Right.
You know, special teams got better. You know, I used to cry about special teams
they
all
did.
The time. Teams
Indeed.
Got better.
Indeed.
You know, we got out. We got a generational running back. You know.
A generational.
Our, you know,
I mean,
yeah, generational.
It looks pretty Hall of Famous from here, Bakes.
Yeah.
It looks pretty Hall of Famous from here.
That's what
In
I'm saying. Generational.
Season, he does that, man.
Yeah. He did a lot with a little.
Woo! And you know what? I want to tell, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm speaking for Bakes here right now. I don't want to hear that shit no more.
Well, you know, there was a possibility y'all could have took Darnell. Or Allen, right there. You
Darnell
know,
would have been
you
the
just, what, running backs are a dime. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it.
No one on his platform said that, though. No one on his platform said that.
No. But look at you. But
the
look
people
at your,
who
look
wanted
at your social
Darnell,
media, and not
oh, they
on
don't.
This particular.
I mean, not
platform.
That it don't matter, but they don't really matter. I mean, I'm talking about people on
it,
his platform. They
well,
spewed,
well,
nobody
I,
came
I
on that. Nobody
is,
on this platform came on. And spew that bullshit. Nobody said
my
that
point.
Shit.
My point is, it don't need to be discussed anymore.
I got
it, at all.
The pick,
it don't need to. It's not an
is
issue.
The pick. That was the right pick.
It's crazy how I'm. Look, let me tell you something. I'm 20 minutes from Philadelphia, from the goddamn bridge, right? And it's really really funny how you could. I mean, right at Wawa, somebody will see me in my hat, or they'll see an emblem on my ride. And they'll roll up at me and say, yo, it used to be, fuck the Giants. I can't stand Eli, blah, blah. It's funny how nowadays they roll up on me and they go, yo, man, y'all got a badass quarterback, yo. I mean, I'm sorry, running back, yo. I wish we had him. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah. No, that dude is
but that's okay.
Yeah, that was the right pick. That was the right pick. So,
yeah.
You know.
Now we got
to
take care of
that.
It.
We put that to
as
bed.
A franchise.
And now we build. Now we continue.
All right, hold on, guys. Let's get other guys on here, man. We got
to get ready, too. We get ready, too. It's 929-477-4171. We get ready, too. I know Big O, man, with his peace, blessings, and love is standing right the hell on by. He got to chime on in. We got to do this.
Peace, man. Peace. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on with you, sir?
Big O!
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good, man. Listen to everything y'all talking about, man. And, you know, everything's real. You know, going through a transition right now. You know, things got to change.
That's right.
So, you know, I'm with the change, you know. But
that's
I'm
right.
Going to admit, though, I did fell for the banana in the tailpipe. And
okay.
reality kicked in, you know.
That's okay,
week.
But a real man is admitting that he's at fault or he slipped. That's okay.
Yeah, it's
you
okay,
know?
But I'm going to expect that, man. You know, the change is coming. You know, change is coming. It's happening. It's happening now. So, you know, it's going to take a process. But, you know, it was kind of painful last week just to see, you know, what we couldn't put no points on the board. But
yeah.
Moving forward, man, hopefully this week, we can't just be – always needing Odell, man. Things happen. People get hurt. People get hurt. We still supposed to be able to move the ball. You know, we that's just football, man. And sometimes I just shake my head and like, man, we just don't have that yet. I mean, we are all right, but we just don't have it yet.
We're working on it,
so,
though. We're working,
yeah,
on,
we're
it,
working
though.
On it, man. I know
we're working
it
on
is
it.
What it is, so it is what it is, man. But other than that, man, we had the 3 Pro Bowlers. I can agree. I was kind of shocked Odell didn't make it and Collins did. I was really shocked about that, but it's all right, man. I figured it, you know, it was kind of like a little latchback at Odell to keep his mouth shut next time. But I really think he should have made the Pro Bowl, at least been the first alternative. But, other than that, man, Rojas, I'm proud of Rojas, man. He turned the corner.
Indeed. Yes,
he's definitely a Pro Bowl kicker.
He was
lights
out.
He's a Pro Bowl kicker.
Conversation for best kicker in the league right now. I like that.
Right. And Saquon, you know, there's no question about Saquon. He's a different breed. He's a Hall of Famer,
yep.
Man. He's going to be that guy. Just we all just got to pray he stays healthy, man. This is football. You know,
that's
you get contact a lot. So you got to be able to be fair to yourself. And say, man, hey, down the line, we just got to hope this man can stay up. You know, down the line, we're going to be moving on from Eli soon. So, you know, all that's going to happen. So,
yep.
Hey, man, I'm just like Dave said, we're better than last year.
Yep.
We got you know, plenty of improvement to get done. So, other than that, man, I'm just sitting there watching the process, man, and looking forward to this game to see who's stepping up and who's doing what, man.
And you know what? Let me tell you something, Big O. Well, first of all, I alluded it to Bakes a second ago. I'm like, you know what I like? I like the fact that Hernandez, Carter, and Hill, there's probably more, but those are the 3 that I noticed. Those are the 3 that are going to say, all right, okay, oh, okay, this is how, okay, I got it. I'm ready for next year. I get it.
Right.
Okay. I didn't get it before. I'm learning. But okay, I got a clue. All right. All right. Bet. Let me get in shape. I'll see y'all at camp. I think they have a clue. And it's probably more. There's probably more. And I like that because they're getting top-notch game experience, basically. Like, for instance, this week – they're gonna see
you know,
look.
Who's that? You know who? What rookie really surprised me, and I'm just that dude B.J. Hill, man. That boy's a beast. I'm telling you, that dude B.J. Hill is gonna be a little Aaron Donald in disguise. I'm not giving it to him yet, but man, this dude is a baller, man.
He's on the ball. He's paying attention. He's in the film room. I'm telling you, he's ready. I mean, he's ready to just you know, just produce, man. Just, you know,
right.
It'd be nice to, you know, with all the New York teams, man, that especially the ones that we cover in Bleed Blue, we always, you know, they all have something in common. They need that one particular. It would be nice if we had like three veterans a team,
right.
You know, to cat these cat, you know, to grab these cats and pull them aside. But we don't got that luxury, and that's okay. The ingenuity, the juice, you know, to know that it's going to get better and that their role is going to be more important. That's just as good, you know.
Right.
You feel the same way or what?
Mm-hmm. I feel the same way. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, as people move, make, like I said, man, it's turning that corner, man. Ghetto made some right moves. I feel he made some flop moves, but all in all, you know, you can't be perfect. I just like the direction it's going. And hopefully he can hit on some stuff this offseason and add to this team. And we can make better, man. That's it.
That's it.
Because Beach is making do with what he got on that defense, man. And I think he's really done a great job this year, man, if you ask me. But
yeah,
what he's been dealt with, man, his defense been holding up. It was holding up early in the season. In the beginning of the season, it's just our offense couldn't produce.
Exactly.
You know?
We've been engaged. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Big O, I'll be back, man. Thanks a lot, bro. See, that's why we need you, man. That's why you're the soundbite of the show. You know?
That's my boy.
929-477-4171. Yeah, this is it. This is the Big Blue Roundtable. We're talking that preview against the Colts. And I had to ask you a question, Big O, but I'm going to bring it back around to you in a second. The definition of lit is on the line. Big Blue Arizona, Jason, what's up, sir?
What's up, Chris? Hey, I didn't figure you for a beer guy. I thought you're more of a cognac kind of guy. What are you drinking beer
I
for?
I am.
Beer?
But see, why would I drink cognac in the house? This is a rarity. I'm normally at the JOB when we're doing the show, but I am at the crib this minute, and it don't make no sense to drink at the house, man. It just sucks, man. It's something about
put some orange juice in it. Remember that drink I got you? It's called that Playboy. Grand Marnier, you know, Jay, you can have the best everything.
We're not going to talk about that. It's the Big Blue Roundtable. Listen, definition of lit. Okay, let's talk about these Colts, man, because that's what we got to deal with this week. Season's not over with, man. I mean, sheesh.
No,
we're talking
not.
Andrew Luck. We're talking about Hilton, who absolutely turned out to be healthy. What's going on?
Yep.
What do you think? What do you see? What's happening?
Well, we're the Giants going into the Lucas Field Stadium. They're going into a playoff type environment. That stadium's going to be rocking with emotion and with passion, and it's going to be all the rooting is going for their hometown Colts. This might be a good way for the Giants to, like Odell said, is take people home with them. You know, if we ain't going to playoffs, we'll just cut your throats and take you out with us. But that stadium is going to be rocking out there with emotion come Sunday kickoff.
Loud. You're going to be there. It's going to be pretty loud.
It's going to be pretty lit. Lit and loud.
That's it.
Lit and loud.
Oh, man. So what do you expect? Okay, let's talk game plan for a minute there, Jason. I mean, what is the Giants' game plan? You know, with Andrew Luck, you know what? Marlon Mack is a dangerous son of a bitch. He really is. I didn't give him much love at the beginning of the season, but after I saw him just yeet the friggin' Cowgirls, I mean, they didn't give up. Let me tell you something. That team, the Cowgirls, they gave up I think they gave up one or two rushing touchdowns all year, and they were within the 1 yard line or something like that. And then this guy comes in and he just slaps him aside the head. I mean, he had some breakaway runs and this and that. What do you see happening, man? What's going on? What do we have to do?
You know, Chris, that's a great question. The thing is, though, that I would ask you back as a rhetorical question or just to fire back at you is who's going to play and who's going to show up? There's a lot of uncertainties of as far as the Giants on offense of who's going to be playing and active. So I really don't know at this point what the game plan is. I don't know. I really don't. I guess you could say the caveat for the Colts is, and I don't know if he's going or not, is that Jack Doyle their tight end. Is that his name, Chris? Or Steve, help me out.
Yeah,
Jack Doyle?
That's his name. That's his name.
I wonder who's going to cover him. We're going to really see if, I mean, if Ogletree even plays, he might be in concussion protocol. Who's going to cover that dude? Because that dude will just tear you apart.
Well, I don't know. See, that's the thing. The Colts are like an unknown entity. They almost are like us, except they're winning a little bit. You know, and I don't know. They're still tinkering. Their coaching staff is still tinkering around with whatever they have. And for some reason, it's working out. And I know after you should. This is what I know as a, and not that I played NFL football because I never have, but I do know one thing: after you, if you're an NFL player or NFL team in the AFC, and you just shut the Cowboys out, your adrenaline and your camaraderie as a squad lifts 1,000%, especially after the run the Cowgirls just had. So I don't know what they're looking at concerning us. I have no doubt that they know that they're going to beat the shit out of us. That's how they're looking at it. You know, I think what's more important is we need to figure out what they're thinking. That's me. What do you guys think? What do you think, Lit?
I agree. I mean, yeah. I mean, this game, they're coming in with some serious emotion. They're on cloud nine right now. I mean, basically, they're still. They're still coming off their hip Henny trip. But it's going to be a good game. It's just going to be a fun time. But I guess we both teams have a lot to play for and a lot to lose. The Giants are playing for pride. The Colts are playing to get into the playoffs.
And are we playing with Ogletree?
I don't know. That's why I said I don't know, because allegedly now his sickness is a concussion. So, again, he and then a few others are I'm not sure what today's practice listings was. Questionable, did not practice, limited, or whatnot. Definitionally, it doesn't know. And I really don't know what to expect in this game because I don't know who's traveling with the team come Saturday.
Wow.
I know. Wow. I'm traveling.
I know you are. And I know I'll hear from you. Thanks, Lit.
Yeah.
I'm going to be right back around. I got to be back around because I got to ask Bakes a question. I'm gonna keep you here. Hey, Bakes, there's this kid.
Yes, this
rookie, Darius Leonard, man. He is tearing up the NFL right now, man. You know, he's got 146 tackles, leads the league. I didn't even know who the hell this clown was, you know, until the draft happened. I'm like, who's he? You know, but he's going to definitely win Defensive Rookie of the Year. You know, I know he was a second rounder. I should have said that. But he's got 7 sacks. You know, he's got, like, I don't know how many forced fumbles. He's got an interception or whatever. He looks like Luke Kuechly in dark skin. This is the kind of stuff that bothers me, man, because I don't know what exactly. I used to know, as an old-time Giants fan, I used to know exactly what the Giants were thinking as far as their score, their scouting reports, but I don't know what the hell they're thinking about this guy. You know, I forgot who their I don't remember the guy's name, who's their defensive coordinator, but he's damn near thinking about making Leonard captain next year, man. That's crazy shit. That ain't happened since Luke Kuechly. You know, I mean, what's going on? Did I miss something? Did I not do enough friggin' espionage here? What are we looking at, man, defensively from these guys when we're on offense, man? What's happening, man? You know?
Well, you know, they're a hungry team. They're looking to get into the playoffs. If they have a chance playing in the AFC South.
Right.
You saw what they did to the Cowboys, and I'm not a Cowboy fan in no means.
Wow, I know.
That Cooper trade really ignited their team and put them on that win streak, and it shut them boys down.
They completely.
All the way down.
Completely.
So, you know, they're tough. The key to beating the Cowboys is being tough at the line. So they shut down Zeke. And then the offense can't go because, you know, your boy Prescott can't make plays. So
no.
Our team is almost kind of built the same way. We're powered by Saquon. So So you saw last week when they shut down Saquon, we couldn't make no plays over the top. Now that's kind of because we have a declining quarterback and we were missing our best wide receiver. I don't know any signs point to him playing this week or the rest of the season. So it could be tough sledding, but there's opportunities with play calling to scheme around any defense. You know, the NFL is built on offense. So there's opportunities there. We have talent. We just have to scheme around it, you know. Play fakes and you know, traps and things like that to free up the defense, quick passes.
Mm-hmm.
I think Engram would play a role, even though that guy is great. Engram can stretch the field, if he learn to consistently catch the ball. And if the line can block consistently in unison, we can have an opportunity. But we're going to face a challenge with that defense.
Wow.
So.
And, oh, man. You know what? You just brought me down, bro. I don't mean that in a bad way.
There's opportunity to win, but like I said.
No, I know. And it's sad because. Stay here, Big. I'm going to ask Big O this question, too, man. I'm like, okay.
I gave you a question.
Okay, listen. This is another problem we got here. Okay, Russell Shepard is probably not. I don't know if he's going to play or not. He's got a sprained ankle, you know. Corey Latimer got activated off injury reserve. Okay, now he could do special teams and all of that, but you know, like Shepard, you know, he was a special teams dude, and Antonio Hamilton was our special teams dude. He was just put on IR. We're just shorthanded. So I guess to ask you, without you making, because we're gonna do picks later on. Don't blow your pick, man. But I just want to know, what do you, knowing that scouting report, what you looking at, Big O?
What you mean? What you mean, the scouting report?
What about the game? No,
man.
We're talking about the fact that we missing. Yeah, that too. But we missing Russell Shepard, which is death. You know, we activated Corey Latimer. I don't know whether he's ready or not like that, you know, because he's got to do it. He may have to be a special teamer as well because Antonio Hamilton's not going to be there. But, you know, I mean, we're shorthanded, bro. We ain't going to lay down.
We're shorthanded, but still, it's next man up. That's where we're at right now. I really don't even know what was the point of Eli even playing these last two. I mean, he could start, but why play it all the way out, man? Right now, just get everybody in there, man, and see what everybody can give, man. Give it your go, because these last two games, man, should be the evaluation games, man, to set a tone for next year to see who we bring back and who we just part ways with, man. So at this point, next man up, man.
I'm going to bring Steve back. Remind everybody of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Bleed Blue Show, The Bleed Blue Show. Bleed Blue Show. Check us out on social media, everyone. Steve, chime in, bro.
Yeah. You know what? You know, I studied a lot of NFL rosters, and I'll be real. I really neglected the Colts roster as probably one of the teams I didn't really study up on. But I'll tell you this. Especially the last couple of games, it was the week we played the Redskins. That was about 2 weeks ago. I did pay attention to their division game versus the Texans, and that's when the Texans were on their huge win streak, and they went into Houston just like the Giants did and snapped their 9-game win streak or whatever it was for Houston. And I say all this to say is watching the Colts the last couple of weeks, more so the Houston week. I only watched a little bit of what they did against Dallas. I'm still kind of shy how they stopped that run because, like you said, Chris, they really have no stars on defense. They don't really have a household name. And the guy you mentioned, I'm kind of surprised of a sports historian that you are, Chris. The guy you mentioned, Darius Walker, is the same school he went to as a former Giant, a Hall of Fame Giant. as middle linebacker. I'm surprised you didn't bring up that he went to the same college as Harry Carson, man. South Carolina State.
I'm sorry.
I'm shocked that you didn't know that. I'm really shocked that you didn't
know
that. I didn't know
it. I just
because he was
all
in the comments.
A lot of these guys
were in the combine. Like, Darius Walker was in the combine. That's just why we do all the shows. Like, you know, you got to pay attention to a lot
that's
of
right.
these guys. He went to the combine. The other linebacker from Northwestern, Walker, it was Anthony Walker. I mean, they got some young general manager who came in there two seasons ago, did a good job evaluating talent and getting a whole bunch
but
of young guys.
He's also talking shit, Steve. He said he's going to have 40 tackles in this game. Ooh. You know, this Darius Leonard.
He might.
From,
he just might. He flies around
that.
The ball. I mean,
all right,
and that's just the defensive side of the ball. The two linebackers I'm definitely familiar with, but all the other guys, there's a guy named Gathers, and there's a guy named Stewart on the line. But a lot of these guys that just play hard. They're not flashy guys. They just come in, do their job, and play excellent for that coordinator. I don't even know who the coordinator is, just to be real. I'm not going
to
fake the phone like I do know. But now on the offensive side of the ball.
Matt Eberflus.
Don't even know who he is.
I have no idea.
Offensively, I'm very, I would say very familiar. I'm more familiar offensively than what the Colts are doing than what they are defensively. But offensively, I don't know how we're going to defend this because look at it like the last 2 weeks. Andrew Luck threw for almost 400 yards on the road against that Texans defense that was hot. And then came around, was pedestrian the very next week, and Marlon Mack ran crazy on a good Dallas defense. I don't know what we can bring to the table defensively. Now, I'm willing to give last week a pass. I hate to say that because it was rainy, it was nasty, and that's no excuse. Yeah. You got to play with effort. But this game is inside. This game is indoors. And maybe was it Redskins, like some of you guys said on the post game, was that more Washington laying down and the Giants just doing what they needed to do? Or are we more of what we saw versus Tennessee?
We will never know.
That's tough, man. I don't know. But look at what the Colts had to go up against the last couple of weeks. That was some impressive wins, man, especially that Texans game on the road. Versus a hot team. And I think the general manager did a good job because he getting Quentin Nelson from Notre Dame helped keep Andrew Luck. That was the whole issue with Andrew Luck. Yes. He couldn't stay up because he was getting hit all the time.
Nelson is lights out. Did he make Pro Bowl? Because he's lights out.
Honestly, I don't pay attention to All-Star games and Pro Bowls,
he's
man.
Lights out.
I'm
lights
over 30.
Out. No,
man.
He really is. He really is. He's been a monster the last couple of weeks, man.
T.Y. Hill is still on the team. I'm pretty sure he's got over 1,000 yards, man. I mean, you got to deal with that guy, and he's been around for a while. So
he's kind of hurt, though, but that's okay. He shows up. Yeah.
Will B.J. Hill and Tomlinson, Morrow, will those guys get around, go through the middle versus Nelson and Glowinski for the Colts? I mean, their line is actually a lot better, man. The reason why Andrew Luck is probably, a 3-1 touchdown to interception ratio this year. He's probably balling this year,
something
man.
Like that.
He's got to be. I don't. To my short answer to this matchup, man. It's the easy approach. I mean, I would say stop the run, and defend the tight ends like Eric Ebron. Because remember, that's the guy we wanted years ago coming out of North Carolina. He went to Detroit, found a good rapport with Andrew Luck. He couldn't get nothing done with Andrew Stafford. So Andrew Luck is almost throwing for 4,000 yards this year, I believe. So 30 plus touchdowns. I know. Andrew Luck is susceptible to some interceptions too, but this year it just hasn't been there. They played well. Oh, that's another point. We're going to bring on Worm after this. Let me say this, Chris. Do you see this the correlation with the head coach being a quarterback type of guy? Like, for instance, Frank Wright coming over from Philadelphia and
Philly.
Helping improve Andrew Luck. And then you see, of course, Breeze and Sean Payton. And
that improved
the team. Sean McVay and Jared Goff. You got Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. You think there's that correlation why those teams are more successful? And would you put Pat Shurmur as far as this quarterback guru, like those guys, or how would you look at that? Is that part of the reason why? Even Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson, they're at the top of the you know, their game? Like, do you see this correlation with a lot of quarterbacks in playoff position because they got head coaches that are quarterback friendly or quarterback that can understand the quarterback position more than your typical head coach? What's your thoughts on that? And then we'll bring on Warren.
That helps because there's communication going on all the way through, all the way down. Okay, and when you have that kind of relationship, it can only mean wins. It can. See, with recent years, let's just go back to the Giants for a minute. We haven't had a very good relationship between our quarterback, offensive coordinator, head coach, slash, you know, on each one the last 3 years or so. When you see teams do that and have that kind of camaraderie, you got to give it up for them. You got to give them a little bit back because that's what wins games, when you can be as close to the same page as you could possibly be. And, yeah, that's a win. That's a win right there for the Colts. But I still don't think they're going to beat us, Steve. I'll get back to that in a minute.
Who the Colts?
929-477-4171. Worm is on. Worm is here. What's up, Chief? What's on the menu?
What's going on? Nothing really.
The Colts this week in Indianapolis.
It's going to be a tough
stadium, go. Which I have stock in. Well, not the stadium, but go ahead. Anyway, yeah.
I mean,
whoa, Warren, before you go, because I want you to speak, but Warren was on a huge spiel talking about how trash the MetLife Stadium looks. Since you brought up stadiums, Chris, Warren, if you want to explain that, he went on a rant of like MetLife looked like an AC unit.
Oh, let me hear this.
Well, basically, if you look at the new stadium, right, it looks like two things. One, a tuna fish can, and two, it looks like a stack of CDs from Sam Goody's from back in the friggin' mid-90s.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, eh. And when it takes you 45 minutes to get to your damn seats, that's a problem. You know, it is a nightmare to get to the 300 level of that stadium. Because when you come in, getting through security in this stadium is worse than the old Giants Stadium. I don't care what anybody says. It's absolutely horrible. If you got to get to the third deck, you go up an escalator to the 100 level. You got to walk around a friggin' wall, go up another escalator, walk around a goddamn wall, go up another escalator, and you're eventually in the 300. So that's ridiculous.
I so agree with you, and I'm gonna leave it right there because I don't want anybody to come back.
It is horrible.
But you are absolutely right, Worm. You are. That's all I'm gonna say. You're right. But
yeah,
we played. I mean,
I'm not gonna take up the whole time on how bad this stadium is.
I wanna know what you think about it. This is the preview against the Colts. So what's your take on that?
You know, the Colts, it's going to be a tough game. You know, our secondary showed that they're not really there. The Giants laid a goose egg last week at home against Tennessee. You know, they got beat off the line of attack on both sides of the ball. Yeah. You know, when you have your defensive linemen getting pushed back to your linebackers, usually most linebackers are sitting 5 yards off the ball if they're not on a stunt. That ball carrier now has gained 5 yards without even making a move. That's a problem. You know, you look at the offensive line, they're getting pushed back, you know, consistently, but they are getting pushed back into the backfield. So now you get pushed back, it's usually 1-2 yards back behind the ball. That defensive lineman is now a yard behind the ball, and he's in the backfield on the hips of the offensive lineman. You have your quarterback and you have your running back there. Eli's not mobile. He's not going to run away from a defensive lineman. You know, Barkley can only do so much. So, you know, they have to win the battle in the trenches. If they don't win the battle in the trenches, we're going to have what we had last Sunday, a total nightmare. You know, and I don't know how this is going to sound, but it's not a shot at Barkley. It's a shot at the team in general. When your second leading rusher on the team is your punter, that's a problem. That is a major issue,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that was on a fake punt. You have to be able to establish the line of scrimmage and get push off the ball. If they don't do it, it's going to be a long day against us. Playing basically now the next two games for pride. Indy's playing for a playoff spot, correct?
That's right.
So they're going to be coming out full, you know, fuck, guns blazing. All right? The Giants have an opportunity to screw with teams now. They have Indy this week, Dallas next week. They get to play spoiler now since their season's over. So what I'm looking for out of this team in this game and moving into next week is I want to see who wants to be here. I want to see who's going to go balls to the wall and who's going to fight for a job. Those are the players I want here next year. I want the ones that are going to fight in a lost season, you know, that are going to fight for their jobs, that's going to fight for their brothers, that's going to fight for the team. That's what I want to see. That's what I'm looking for. The ones that are just going to lay down and say, screw it, I don't want you here. Go hit your ass on the way out. Barkley's, he's already said he wants the same amount of load, you know, workload that he had, whether or not, you know, the team was in the playoffs or not, or bidding for the playoffs or not, which the kid has done and said everything right all year long. Hats off to him for being mature. You know, as far as Odell, I wouldn't play him the rest of the year. I haven't gotten a chance, you know, to go through, you know, the Giants' feeds this year, but he has no business being on the field the rest of the season with that injury that he has. I don't know, you know, the you know how that heals or whatever, but he's got no business on the field. I want to see more Russell Shepard. I think the kid's got talent. I think he's an option for next year, but I still want to see, you know, a decent workload out of him. I'm looking for, you know, Ingram to, you know, just keep building. And I want to see some type of rhythm out of this Giants offense. I want to see some type of pride and nastiness out of the Giants defense. And I want to see our special teams unit, you know, come together and really give us good field position. You know, we may not have all the weapons defensively because, you know, we traded pieces away. We got rid of some pieces because, you know, we're trying to establish draft picks. That's fine. I get it. You know, they're going to get gashed on the run. They're going to get gashed through the air. But you know what? What I want to see is from those players that we have left, I want to see who really wants to be a Giant and who really bleeds blue. I'm not expecting much out of the Giants at this point, but I do want to see some type of nastiness, some type of fight out of them. I can see this being like a 28-24 game in favor of the Colts. I just think they have, you know, they're more balanced than the Giants. They have more to play for. You know, I don't like picking against the Giants, but I have to. I don't see it. I think they're going to be outmatched by the Colts. I know I've said in the past I'm not a – Andrew Luck's a – you know, he's a good quarterback, good game manager, but I wouldn't rest my franchise on him. I just – there's just something I just don't like technically about him, with his, you know, with his, you know, skill set. Ground game, Barkley. You know, I want to see a little more out of Goldman. I want to be able to see some type of a consistent, you know, push off the ball from our offensive line. I want to see Eli, you know, make them tight throws in the tight windows and, you know, continue to have a decent, you know, continue to build on what he's going for. And I want to establish a rhythm going into next season and give us something to look forward to. That's where I'm at.
All right. That's warm, everybody.
Oh, and
929-474-1771. Thank you, bro. Thank you, Chef.
You got it.
Hey, you know what, Steve? It's about time for pick'ems, isn't it?
All right.
I would say so.
Cool.
All right, gentlemen, this is what's happening because there's no ladies here, but ladies that are listening in, this is for you too. What's happening right now is we got four pick'ems to choose from, and I'm going to go around the house and ask the stakeholders to do their thing. So here we go. All right, cue the music, Ace. All right, let's go with, you know what, I'll start with you, Worm. You're still here. Worm.
All right.
Kansas City at Seattle.
I like Seattle.
Cool. Houston will be coming to Philly.
I'm going to go Houston. Their defense is hot. Philly's been very inconsistent.
I love
and
you.
I just can't stand Philly.
I love you. I love you. Just so you know.
Thanks.
In case there's any doubt, just so you know. Just off the basis of that alone. Baltimore at the L.A. Chargers.
Oh.
That's interesting.
I'm going to have to go to Chargers. I know they haven't been the same since that Monday night game, you know, against Kansas
okay.
City, but I don't see it with Baltimore.
Okay. Nice defense, though. That's what they have here.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you already mentioned this, but I want you to reiterate it. The New York Giants at the Indianapolis Colts.
I'm going to go Indy 28-24.
Wow. Why? Say it again. Why?
28-24 Indy. And I just want to say one last thing.
Yes.
I owe Rojas a big apology after the shit I talked last year about him. I took a lot of it to him. And I got to publicly say, dude, I am really sorry. I was totally 100% wrong.
Many experts are calling him the best kicker in the game over Fairburn and a lot of other guys.
He must have did a lot of game watching and, you know, film study and technique work. And a tribute to the new special teams coordinator that they got. Whatever
yeah.
they did, it worked. And hats off to the kid.
It did. Cool. That's Worm, everybody. The chef himself.
Yes, sir.
The definition of lit. I haven't heard your mouth in a while. I need to hear it.
Really? Okay. Let's go. Yeah.
Okay. Kansas City at Seattle. And why?
Seattle, because if you know, Kansas City's already in pretty much. Seattle's got to win out to get in the playoffs, so we're going to go Seattle up in Seattle.
With the 12th man and the whole nine yards?
That's right. They'll be rocking up there.
Okay. Houston at Philadelphia.
Houston. No even need for explanations. Houston.
Okay. I love it. I love you, too. Did I mention it already? Okay.
Thank you.
The Baltimore Ravens are in L.A. against the Chargers.
Chargers are pretty much the hottest team in the NFL right now. Let's go.
They're pretty much the Yep. And the last game that you'll be attending.
Don't even go. Colts. You don't even got to say it. Colts. I got burned last week. Colts.
Elaborate on that.
Giants won't even, dude. Giants won't even score 15 points, dude. Come on. As lethargic as they looked last week, won't even score 15 points.
Okay. All right. I'll leave it
Sorry, Chris. I know.
Alex,
I'm sorry, though.
I know. I'm hurt, but I'll live through that. Where's my big O? Where's my boy at? My man at? Sorry. Boys is a bad word here right now. I digress. Big O, you there? Big O, mute butt. Okay. I'll be back with Big O in a minute. Bait.
Yes, sir.
Kansas City at Seattle, and why?
I need Kansas City to redeem because I picked them last week and that ridiculous ending, so I need Kansas City.
Houston is over here in Philadelphia, and why?
Houston and Philly?
Yeah.
I'm going to give Houston. Philly.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you need.
Thank you. Woo.
Okay.
Here's one for you. The Ravens are going to be in L.A. playing the Chargers. What you looking at?
Go, Chargers, go.
Very good.
They hot right now, bro.
They are on fire right now. And you know what? And they look like they got that swag. And
yep.
You know what? We will be playing Indiana in Indianapolis. What you looking at?
It's going to be a tough game. I think we're going to lose 24-20.
Fair enough.
Just don't. You're going to put it together.
Fair enough.
Oh, no, but it's going to be competitive.
Okay.
And I'm happy to come back after the game. I'll be at the game regardless and carve up that crow.
Good. Fair enough. That's my homie right there, y'all.
Lee Blue.
From Hollis, Queens. Billy Bob.
Stand
welcome
up.
To the show. You kind of late,
What's
but
up?
I'll tell you what, you're right on time. Because I got to ask you something. Kansas City at Seattle.
Say that again?
Kansas City Chiefs at Seattle.
Seattle.
Why?
because Seattle got to bounce back.
Okay. Houston at Philadelphia.
Houston.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad you thought about that. Why you come up with Houston?
Why I came up with Houston?
Yeah.
I have a slight idea. I'm just rolling with Houston. Some of these guys got to get their jump back.
Because you're in your feelings? Because you're in your feelings?
Yeah. I'm staying in my feelings, man.
All right. The Ravens, Baltimore Ravens going to be in L.A. and the Chargers.
Woo! Let me jump on that bandwagon with the Baltimore Ravens, man.
Why is that?
That boy Lamar Jackson, they playing that old school football.
I know that might.
They leading rushing.
Yeah, that might just work. And finally, your team is going to be in Indianapolis. And how you see it going?
Woo! Hey, Indianapolis, man, I ain't gonna fight it, man.
Why?
I want to go with my Giants, man, but see what we did last week. See what they did, Dallas. Oh Lord, we in for a long Sunday.
Okay, all right, I can live with that. All right, well, this is what I'm gonna say. I think Seattle's gonna win in Kansas City because Kansas City's Andy Reid is gonna rest some guys. Houston has something to prove, and everybody knows that Bill O'Brien is familiar with the Philadelphia area, being that he coached at Penn State, and he's going to hype that team up, and they're going to come in here, and they're going to slap the shit out of that secondary that the Beagles got, and they're going to win that game right there at the link. Baltimore at the L.A. Chargers is interesting because both teams are trying to peak, but I think the Chargers got a little bit more to give at home, so I'm going to give it to them. And I'm sorry, call me blind faith, call me a fanatic, call me silly. I happen to know for a fact that the friggin', like y'all do, that Eric Ebron, he got about, I don't know, 60 catches. T.Y. Hilton, he's got about 1,000 yards. You know, Marlon Mack got about 800 yards rushing, and he missed four games, and that's okay. They doing their thing. You know, I know at one point the coach reeled off about five wins in a row. I think the seven of the last eight they won. But they started out 1-5 for a reason. And I think they're getting ready to get disrupted because we got something that they ain't seen. And I don't know what it is, but I just cannot. I cannot go against my team. I'm sorry. I am a bleed blue. Call me delusional. I don't give a shit. I am a blue motherfucker from left to right, up and down, and through the middle as well. I'm going with the Giants. Yes, I am. I'm going with the Giants 17-15 because one thing that the coach don't do, they don't score a lot. Okay? They've been winning, but they don't score a lot. And I'm gonna hang my hat on that. I'm going to give it to Ace Azul right now for his pick. Ace Azul, Kansas City at Seattle.
I got to say this with a disclaimer, y'all. This is the first time ever in the several seasons we've done on this show. I'm basing my picks off the strategy trying to catch Billy Bob. Billy Bob is up two games on Chris and Jason, and I'm three games behind Billy Bob with 2 weeks left. So these picks are strictly strategy just to catch Billy Bob. I don't even care if they win. This is about strategy. I'm going for a Hail Mary. These picks are not picky if I want to win. I'm picking Kansas City, Philadelphia, the Chargers, the Giants. That doesn't mean these four teams I think are going to win. This is strategy. That's all it's about. Strategy. Strictly strategy. All
right.
This is going to get Big O. Big O. Is Big O still back with us?
Big O, are you still? Are you there? What? I'm looking for him.
He's there.
Big O, I'm looking for you.
I'm here.
Yo, man, come on now. Kansas City and Seattle. What you looking at?
Kansas City.
Why? Tell me real quick.
I just think right now, man, Kansas City's just going to close it out strong. Defense is like, I think they're going to peak this week and play good ball, man. I don't know, man. I just feel like they
okay.
Seattle Seahawks offense is just not strong enough for me.
Okay, we'll take it. Houston at Philadelphia.
Houston.
Oh, man, I love you, man. You know this. You know this. This is this old. Okay, Baltimore at the Chargers.
That's a tough game. Baltimore at the Chargers. I'm gonna give Baltimore. I go with the Chargers this game.
Okay, and the last game, your team is at Indiana.
Hey man, they just going look. They playing just to play strong. So I'm gonna pick Colts, man. 24-13.
Gotcha. All right, gentlemen. Last time around, we only got a few seconds left. Billy Bob, give me about 35 seconds on what you think is happening on your final thought.
I think the Giants are calling it in. I think we are trying to win for picks now. I got to go that way. That's my final thought because I got a feeling we're going to get Sutton in this first round, but I think later down the line, I'm still riding my horse that we'll probably get Will Greer, and I'm out.
And you out. You in your feelings, too?
Still in my feelings. Still in my feelings. We're going to ride him now.
Billy Bob, ladies and gentlemen, is in his feelings. And he's out. Say it one more time. Tell him you out. Tell him you out.
I'm out. I'm out.
Love it. Billy Bob, ladies and gentlemen. The definition of lit. Tell us something. I'm closing this out, man. Come on.
So real quick, I'll be enjoying filet mignon, gourmet mac and cheese, a waffle bar, post alcohol with my friends from Chicago. I'll be seeing Michi, Carl, Danny, George. We're going to have a great time in Indianapolis. Whoever can make it down there, I'll be posting a lot of pictures with Carl. It's just going to be a good time just doing what we do. Man, we're all frontliners. We all bleed blue. We all love being around
blue
each other, win or lose.
Definition of lit, Jason, bleed blue. Bakes. No, not Bakes. Hold on, hold on. Worm.
Hey. I'll be making a pot of sauce, sausage, pork ribs, and meatballs for Christmas dinner. It takes about a day and a half to cook.
Okay, remember to inbox me your address. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. And please play the Charlie Brown tape because I have to hear that during Christmas. Thank you very much.
You got
appreciate
it.
You. That's Worm, y'all. Woo! Big O. Close it down.
Hey, man. Like I said, man, well, you know, you just want to play strong. You know, play strong. Try to finish it out strong. If not, man, you know, it is what it is, man. That's the type of team we have right now, man. We're going to punch it. We're going to duke it out. And hopefully, man, you know, next year we'll be better, man. But, you know, I'm going to always bleed blue.
That's
what it is, baby. Bleed blue, man.
Bleed blue. That's the big O, y'all. That's the big O. Bakes. Real quick.
Listen, man, we're going to bleed blue. We're going to be here after the game. Chop it up. Hopefully we play competitive and we pull it out.
That's my house, homie, right there, y'all. Bleed blue, bro. I'm going to say something real quick. This year, we got on this roster, Saquon Barkley, Will Hernandez, B.J. Hill, Lorenzo Carter, and who knows how great Kyle Oletta is. All I know is the draft class of 2018 was an absolute slam dunk, grand slam. Can you imagine with 10 picks what next year is going to look like? Stand by, because it's going to be lights the fuck out. I'm telling you, man, and I'm speaking for Bleed Blue. I mean, for Big O, for the definition of lit, for my boy Bakes, for Worm. Hey, this is how we rolling out, man. We bleed blue forever. It's just in our DNA, man, because we roll like this, man. We love our team. Check us out everywhere. And I'm going to leave it up to Ace Azu to close the house down. Go ahead, Azu.
All right, post-game roundtable versus the Colts. Immediately after the game on Sunday, win, lose, or draw. Hopefully I can make up ground on these pick-ems. That's all I care about right now. That's all I care about right now. These pickles, man. All right, guys. Sangre Azul. Leave them.
Sangre Azul!
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Yeah.